Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Jeff Rainford, Mike Elam here for the think tank. Always good to see these guys. So I was just asking because the Biden executive order thing came down during the show, so I was kind of reading it on CNN while I was doing funny make-em-ups. Mike has the gist of it, though, that we have about 5,000 people coming through the border every day, which sounds insane. And long and short of it is Joe Biden is saying, if you do it the proper way, then you're fine. But if you're seeking asylum, we're going to take 2,500 people per day. And after that, we're closing it down.
That's basically what I'm understanding. And trying to get it down to 1,500 is where they're going to be. But if you use, so there's a Border Patrol app that you can actually go in and make an appointment with Border Patrol. Mm-hmm. This does not have anything to do with that. So if you make an appointment with Border Patrol, you can fly into the United States and meet at Border Patrol meeting slots around the country. It's not just at the actual border. So you can fly in and do it that way and apply for asylum.
Are there still people coming from Ireland and France and Belgium and doing it like the normal way their grandparents did?
I assume that there are, but you don't hear about them anymore. I mean, none of this is only about port of entries. This has nothing to do with the folks who are, you know, the gotaways that are running. So those folks don't factor into this number at all.
So this really are for the people who are trying to do it the quote-unquote right way.
No, these are for the people who are just walking across the border. But they said the first 2,500 will take. The rest of you have to wait. That's the way I'm understanding it so far.
So there are multiple reasons why people come in. Now, these are all poor people who are fleeing something. Now, what you worry about is they come in.
Hang on. That's an assumption that you just made.
Yeah, it is. It is, but you asked the question, are there a bunch of people coming from Ireland, or I had family come from Belarus? Well, you know, people aren't fleeing like in 1910. They were fleeing Belarus in large numbers. So I'm sure there's onesies and twosies coming from other places, but most of the people who are coming in are trying to get away from something pretty bad. Now, there are different people coming in. I'm sure there are criminals coming in. We don't want them coming in. There are people who are sneaking in. We don't want them sneaking in. But the fact of the matter is we need immigration. We need immigrants. Our country is getting old. We don't have as many people. We don't have people to fill jobs. And there are a lot of Americans who may say one thing about immigration who end up benefiting from immigrants who will do some pretty good either manual labor, construction, yard work, whatever it is, house cleaning, whatever it is. I mean, so there's multiple reasons why we need immigration. I am kind of a middle of the roader. I agree that if you don't go in, see somebody, have a paper, they know who you are and they're following you, you should not be allowed in. We don't just open up the border and let any Tom, Dick, or Harriet come in that we want. But we need to get more people in. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Steve Butts, a state rep, about the city of St. Louis, which keeps losing population. He said, let's invite 5,000 Guatemalans and let's take these empty St. Louis public schools with papers, with supervision, with a process, but bring them into the city of St. Louis and fill it. So if what he's saying is that we are going to expand a legal process, I am for that.
Yeah. Well, I have some friends who they went, this is a few years back, they went on a trip to Cuba. And while they were down there, the lady who was their interpreter, who spoke amazing English, she was talking to them about one day she, her husband, and their two children would like to come to America. Well, they stayed in touch and talked over the years, and then they're using this family that I know as a host family that went through this whole background check with the immigration department, looked at their financials, looked at all of that. And they are responsible for this family for 2 years. Hmm. And they made an appointment through the app, and they actually went through, had an appointment with Border Patrol, met with them, almost didn't make it through the legal way. And when so they're here in St. Louis now, and he is getting his CDL so he can be a truck driver, and she's working at a couple of different jobs. But like I said, amazing interpreting skills. That's what she did when she was in Cuba. And their kids are in school, and they're going through that.
What about people,
again, the legal process,
who come in the wrong way?
Yeah.
But they're good people. They're here for good reasons, but they don't come in the right way. They come in the wrong way. They establish themselves. They get a job, and they start working. What do you do with those people?
I understand their predicament. I feel for you, But that's not the way you come into the country. And it's not fair to all those other people. So this family that I just talked about from Cuba, they have been waiting to get to the United States for 4 years. 4 years they're going through the process. And they can't get through, they can't get through, they can't get through. I'm sorry about these other people. There are bad things that happen to good people around the world. But that doesn't give you a free pass to bypass all of our laws and just walk across and go, well, but since you're here, I'm going to go ahead and make the best of it.
Wheels, how's it hit you?
I don't know, man. I had a lot of friends who whose parents and grandparents came over on boats from Cuba and South Florida. A lot of my teammates were second-generation Americans of parents that fled Cuba under Castro, or their grandparents did. And I mean, are we supposed to tell them that they got to jump back on a boat and go back?
The people who were born here, you mean?
Well, the people that are born here, their parents. I mean,
well,
are we supposed to say?
They're born here. They don't. They're,
well, no, I'm just saying.
They're not,
I mean,
going back.
So is my teammate, Dennis Pujols, who was a Cuban descendant. I think he's third generation. I think his grandfather and grandmother came over. It might have been his mom or dad. So should they have just been sent back?
So the answer is maybe yes. I mean, it's something I think we got to talk about. And yeah. I don't think we do it in a Trump way, which is we hate you, get you, you know, throw you in jail, yeah, throw you in
the
blood, you know, whatever.
It's not about that.
If the Central and South Americans believe they can sneak into the country and do it, there are going to be hordes of them coming here. If we can create an expansive but controlled process that, you know, is probably going to still be jacked up because it's the federal government, but at least there's a process to get you in. I do think we have to consider the possibility, even though it may sound humane, that if you didn't go through that process, we're going to send the word out that, you know, there's going to be a consequence. Otherwise, why would they go through the process when they can skip to the head of the line by sneaking in?
But then I'll throw in the caveat, though, is so how far back do we go? If you came in the 50s, do you got to go? If you came in the 50s, are you just grandfathered in? Is the question I ask about a lot of things. We want to go back and change. And I'm not arguing a position, by the way. I'm just asking, how far back do we go? So we find out, okay, you fled Cuba in 1968. Got to go back. Sorry.
But you have no status in the United States is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, by now you might.
You may have had the opportunity.
Well, but this is my point. So with the people they got that because they got jobs and they got the money to go ahead and go through the naturalization process.
People who've been hiding for decades.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's go to the phones here and talk to Blanca on line one. Hello, Blanca. Go right ahead.
Hi. No, I was just commenting on the fact that they make it really hard also if you want to become legally, because I have a friend who came to United States legally with a green card. Well, now he's trying to get his citizenship, but it's $2,000 to get the interview, and you must have a lawyer to go to the interview for it. And I'm thinking, okay, they're trying to get everyone legally, but yet they seem to make it really hard.
Interesting. Thank you, Blanca. I appreciate it.
And I want to be clear, too. I'm not arguing for let's just let everybody go. Right. I'm just asking, we have to figure out a plan. And how far back do we go? If someone's been here 40 years, do you go back? By the way, all of the stuff we're talking about moving forward all makes sense. Like getting it in line has to happen.
Here's the thing that scares me more than that. I mean, that I appreciate where you're going with. To me, that's sort of the extreme example of who would be an exception. What I'm worried about right now is you have all of these young men who are coming to our country unaccompanied, and they're walking in on their own. And they're not walking in through border patrol stations. They're the ones who you see on the news, and they had that whole big 60 Minutes episode where they had all of these Chinese young men who came into our country. And from what I understand, that is the fastest growing number of immigrants who are coming into this country illegally right now are young, unaccompanied Asian men who are coming into the country. Well, A, how the heck did you make it to Mexico? Right. And these are not poor
people.
Well,
that's the point of being. That's the place where you can get in. So you're not going to do it through Vancouver or through Seattle or whatever.
But what I'm saying is that's the group that scares me more than anything else. Well, if you have tens of thousands of these people coming in.
Just because China bad?
Yeah. I mean, for more than anything else, and maybe I've watched way too many shows on Amazon. where you have sleeper cells and things like that that kind of come around. But
yeah, but sleeper cells are usually, aren't they usually people who like speak English and don't look obviously like if you had a Chinese person who came in, didn't speak any English, you know, my view.
This person can immigrate into Chinatown and you never know they were there.
I agree there should be a process. I agree with the caller that we need to be spending some money to make sure the process is efficient as possible. I did not ask my grandfather what happened when he got here. I do know because I looked at the records. He came to Ellis Island. He filled out he and his dad and his mom and his brothers and sisters filled out like three lines with their name and where they were headed. And right. That was it. Now, once he got to St. Louis, maybe somebody monitored them. I don't know. I don't know how it worked back in 1910, but they were flooding in back then and it all worked. I think we have to have more of a process than that. But I will tell you my personal experience and anybody I know, and this is a very small sample size, is my life has been way more enriched by immigrants than I have felt threatened by immigrants. I don't know anybody, nobody I know, nobody in my world. I know, CNN or Fox are going to have it. I don't know anybody who's been a victim of crime by an illegal immigrant. I do know lots of people who have had a lot of work done by illegal immigrants. Now, they should be legal, but I think overall we need to find a way to do this right because this is good for our country, I believe.
I think you've got to be legal. You've got to be able to be a productive citizen of the United States. You've got to, if you're going to take from the system, you've got to give to the system. And what they're doing right now, if they're illegal, they're not paying taxes, but they're using your roads, they're using your schools, they're using all of the things that taxpayers provide. They are only taking from the system. They are not giving to the system.
That's a two-way street,
though. If you are legal, then you are going to be, I didn't say citizen, I said legal. If you're legal, then you're here and you're paying taxes. So if you're doing that, then you kind of have a right to use the things that are there because you're paying for it.
I agree with what you said. I do think that if they are earning income here, they should pay taxes. And if they're using the schools, they should, you know, they should fulfill all their obligations. But, you know, there's two sides of this. There's three sides of the conversation. One is the system's a mess. Two is, do we want immigrants? And that's a big argument. The idea of the wall, I know, is with some Republicans, it's in order to have a system. I think with other Republicans, it's to keep the others out. And that's where I strongly disagree. America is a melting pot, always has been, should be again. It's what makes our country dynamic. And so Democrats and Republicans, I hope, we'll come together to create a system that is efficient to get as many in as we need.
So is there not another angle that could be approached here? I mean, all of the people that we're talking about are coming to get work, right? So somebody's paying them, the farming industry, labor industry. So why is there no effort to crack down on the companies and industries and businesses that are hiring illegal workers? Why is it? And again, if we need to control it, one way to do it is to give them no reason to come.
I think you just made an assumption.
We know that that's happening. Well, it was killing the construction industry in Florida because they lost a lot of illegal immigrant workers, illegal workers, because they don't have enough people to do the jobs.
You know that's happening in certain portions of the population that's coming over, okay? You have coming up on 12 million people who have come into this country illegally in the last 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
12 million, right?
How many are working?
Kevin, stop and think about the fact of, before you start justifying why they're here and what they're doing here, stop and think about the fact any other country would look at that as an invasion. You had 12 million people walk across your border.
What I'm saying.
Now, hang on. Before
what I'm saying
you've
is.
Already, you're already cocked and ready to fire. Hang on for a second.
Yeah.
Let me finish this point, okay? If someone just walks across your border and you have 12 million of them just walk into your country, you don't know what any of their intentions are. Some of them are exactly what you're saying. They fall into that.
No. You're misunderstanding my point, Mike. The point
is, I'm just making a different point.
No, my point is, if we really, truly want to stop the flow, we can build a wall. We can do all the other things we're talking about. But we have to also then target the companies and industries that are hiring illegal workers.
But
because
you have to stop that.
You have to do both is my point.
Yeah,
we're only talking about one. We're not talking about the other. We're not talking about going after big farming that are hiring millions of people that are undocumented because it's cheaper.
But before the first thing you do is patch the hole
You can do two things at once, Mike. You can do two things at once.
You don't bail the water until you patch the hole. Otherwise, you're just sinking and you're going nowhere. It may take you longer to sink, but you're sinking.
Let me sell something. We'll come back. if you want to join, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. I knew this would happen. I knew eventually Wheeler and Elon would go at it, and I knew it would be epic. 426 DGS. Let's talk to Mike on line one. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
So I'm in agreement that, you know, immigration's a good thing. All the immigrants I know are really good, hard-working, family-oriented people. But the process of being able to get in is prohibitive and should be made simple, like a student loan program or, you know, tie it to driver's license, employment. But give them a loan, and in 2 years, if they pay the loan off for the immigration, they're on probation for citizenship or something like that.
Interesting. Thank you, Mike.
I mean, I think doesn't seem like everybody agrees that it needs to be controlled, right?
Yes.
Like nobody disagrees with that. The questions are the how and in how many ways can we do things at the same time?
Yeah.
Because I think there's probably three angles you could approach at the same time rather than just talk about one.
Or is the wall a farce? I mean, I know that it's possible to build an impenetrable wall, but could we ever? Would we ever?
I think it's more of just the more deterrence that you put up, the harder you make it. And the less deterrence and incentives that you put out there that allows people to take advantage of things like that.
I wish we felt that way about guns.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm with you on that.
Well, then.
You want to go to a gun show with me this weekend?
It'd be great. It actually sounds like fun.
It'd be great.
Yeah. It does.
We just opened up a new gun range.
I'm fine with guns.
You did?
I own guns.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, damn. No. I was like, can I go?
No, that would be fun. So here's a point talking about the fact, and we were talking about off the air. Of
1 minute left, Mike. Go ahead.
Sorry. This is too long of a point to make for that. So I'm going to stop. Well, it's about voting and illegal voting. And I learned something interesting because I went to lunch with our election director yesterday. And I found out that it is really hard to know if someone is a citizen and not a citizen for them to vote. And I found out how easy it is for someone to do that and how hard it is to check their status in the country.
Interesting.
So if you are not a citizen, you can get a Social Security number?
You don't have to have a Social Security number to vote.
Well, the voting is one thing. What about registering?
There's a part on the, and I don't understand this very well. Kurt Barr would be the guy to have this conversation with.
Right.
But there is a box that you check on the back of, are you a citizen or are you not? And they can, not a citizen. I told you I was going to get this wrong. It's longer than a point. But I found out it was very easy for them to be able to vote. And a lot of the immigrants didn't know that they weren't allowed to vote. And they weren't trying to do anything. It just happened that way.